showtime.
I am big.
To Jurassic Park.
It's
welcome.
The picture that got
to
small.
The real.
What kind of a big deal?
Hello?
Got the painting king. With great
the painting, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Great. Small wizard Harry.
What are we doing
up there? They call me Mr.
Echoes of Eternity.
Well, it's not the many of life that counts. It's the life in your men.
Life.
Love. Ever dance with the devil and
rise away.
Life. Life's scary.
What have you done to his eyes?
Hello and welcome to this episode of the podcast, The Mnemonic Tree, where we add a single mnemonic leaf to our tree of knowledge. I'm Jan's your mnemonic man, and today's episode will be on a man that called himself the greatest, Muhammad Ali, formerly known as Cassius Marcellus Clay Jr. So, was he the greatest? Well, that's a topic that is still hotly debated, which generally comes down to Ali and Mike Tyson. For me, Mike Tyson, because of his incredible power, accuracy, speed, and perpetual combinations exploding out of his peekaboo style, along with a rock-solid defense and his uncanny ability to avoid punches. And if you ever want to see a great example of this, just Google Mike Tyson versus Reggie Gross, where Mike Tyson slipped at least 12 punches before knocking Reggie Gross out with a left hook. But when we debate these issues, what is often forgotten is that, while it is fun to debate, we will never know who was better in different eras, and should just remember that they were both incredibly talented and amazing athletes and legends of their sport. Now getting back to Muhammad Ali, he was born and raised in Louisville, Kentucky, where he picked up boxing at a young age and rose through the ranks swiftly to then win a gold medal in the light heavyweight division at the Rome Olympics. He then turned pro in October 1960 at the age of just 18. From there, he also turned pro at trash talking, which would serve two purposes. Firstly, to unnerve and intimidate his opponents, and secondly, to promote and sell the fight, making him, what I think, one of the biggest entertainers of the 20th century. Today's mnemonic will be on Muhammad Ali's top five fights. So with that being said, we will begin with a summary from Wikipedia. Muhammad Ali, born Cassius Marcellus Clay Jr., was an American professional boxer and activist. Nicknamed the Greatest, he is regarded as one of the most significant sports figures of the 20th century, and is often regarded as the greatest heavyweight boxer of all time. He held the Ring Magazine heavyweight title from 1964 to 1970. He was the undisputed champion from 1974 to 1978, and the WBA and Ring Heavyweight champion from 1978 to 1979. In 1999, he was named Sportsman of the Century by Sports Illustrated and the Sports Personality of the Century by the BBC. Born and raised in Louisville, Kentucky, he began training as an amateur boxer at the age of 12. At 18, he won a gold medal in the light heavyweight division at the 1960 Summer Olympics and turned professional later that year. He converted to Islam after 1961. He won the World Heavyweight Championship defeating Sonny Liston in a major upset on February the 25th, 1964 at age 22. During that year, he denounced his birth name as a slave name and formally changed his name to Muhammad Ali. In 1966, Ali refused to be drafted into the military owing to his religious beliefs and ethical opposition to the Vietnam War, and was found guilty of draft evasion and stripped of his boxing titles. He stayed out of prison while appealing this decision to the Supreme Court, where his conviction was overturned in 1971. He did not fight for nearly 4 years and lost a period of peak performance as an athlete. Ali's actions as a conscientious objector to the Vietnam War made him an icon for the larger counterculture of the 1960s generation. And he was a very high-profile figure of racial pride for African Americans during the Civil Rights Movement and throughout his career. He fought in several historic boxing matches, including his highly publicized fights with Sonny Liston, Joe Frazier, The Thriller in Manila, and his fight with George Foreman in The Rumble in the Jungle. Ali thrived in the spotlight at a time when many boxers let their managers do the talking, and he became renowned for his provocative and outlandish persona. He was famous for trash-talking, often freestyled with rhyme schemes and spoken word poetry, and has been recognised as a pioneer in hip-hop. He often predicted in which round he would knock out his opponent. Outside boxing, Ali attained success as a spoken word artist, releasing two studio albums, I Am the Greatest in 1963 and The Adventures of Ali and His Gang versus Mr. Tooth Decay in 1976. Both albums received Grammy Award nominations. He also featured as an actor and writer, releasing two autobiographies. Ali retired from boxing in 1981 and focused on religion, philanthropy, and activism. In 1984, he made public his diagnosis of Parkinson's syndrome, which some reports attributed to boxing-related injuries, though he and his specialist physicians disputed this. He remained an active public figure globally, but in his latter years made fewer public appearances as his condition worsened and he was cared for by his family. Now on to today's mnemonic. And the mnemonic for Muhammad Ali, top five fights, is fright. Now the fright is spelt normally and we take all of the consonants and the vowel is assisting. And for this one, we picture Muhammad Ali's opponents frightened by his hand and leg speed and sharp tongue. So we'll get into it. For the fright, we take the F4, Fight of the Century, against Joe Frazier, the R, Rumble in the Jungle, against George Foreman, the I's assisting, the G, gold medal at the 1960 Rome Olympics, the H, he beats Sonny Liston to win the heavyweight world championship, and the T, Thriller in Manila against Joe Frazier. And we'll just go over them one more time. So that's the mnemonic for Muhammad Ali, top five fights. And the mnemonic is fright. For the fright, we take the F for Fight of the Century against Joe Frazier, the R, Rumble in the Jungle against George Foreman, the I's assisting, the G, gold medal at the 1960 Rome Olympics, the H, he beat Sonny Liston to win the heavyweight world championship, and the T, Thriller in Manila against Joe Frazier. Now on to
five fun facts.
Now today's fun facts will be an elaboration of the mnemonic of the top five fights. And the first fun fact today, fact number one. The Fight of the Century against Joe Frazier came after Ali's refusal to be inducted into the armed forces. As a result, Ali was not allowed to fight from March 1967 to October 1970. During this time, Joe Frazier had won two championship belts through knockouts. This resulted in the unusual situation where two undefeated fighters would fight for the title. This made it one of the most anticipated events in boxing history and was held at Madison Square Garden in 1971. It went the full distance of 15 rounds, and in the end, Joe Frazier retained his title with a unanimous decision. And fact number two. The Rumble in the Jungle came as a result of the defeat of Joe Frazier by George Foreman to win the title. Then Ali's defeat of Joe Frazier in a rematch dubbed Super Fight 2 in 1974. The fight was held in Kinshasa, Zaire in 1974, and George Foreman came in as a heavy favourite at 4-1. George Foreman lived up to this backing for nearly 8 rounds, landing unrelenting thunderous blows to Ali. Ali took most of these blows on the ropes, hence the term rope-a-dope, and just before the end of the 8th round, turned the tables and knocked out an exhausted George Foreman to win the heavyweight title for a second time. And fact number 3. Ali started boxing at the age of 12, and by 18 he had won 6 Kentucky Golden Gloves titles, 2 National Golden Gloves titles, and 2 Amateur Athletic Union national titles. He won selection for the 1960 Summer Olympics held in Rome, where he won his first 3 fights with 2 unanimous decisions and a second round knockout. The gold medal fight was a lot tougher, where he was dominated for 2 rounds by 3-time European champion Zbigniew Petrovski of Poland. Ali came home strong in the third round, nearly securing a knockout and winning a unanimous decision for the light heavyweight Olympic champion. And fact number four. Ali's first title in 1964 seemed an impossibility against a battle-hardened and intimidating Sonny Liston, who had won his last three fights by knockout, all in the first round. Liston had a criminal record and ties to the mob, and came into the fight an overwhelming favourite with odds of 7-1. The fight was evenly matched until the sixth round, where Ali, or Clay at this stage of his life, dominated, resulting in Liston being unable to continue in the seventh round. Sports Illustrated magazine ranked Clay's victory as the fourth greatest sports moment of the 20th century. And the last fact, fact number five. The thriller in Manila got its name when Ali nicknamed Frazier the Gorilla. He incorporated this into a rhyme, which read, and I quote, "It will be a killer and a thriller and a chiller when I get the gorilla in Manila." The fight took place in 1975 and was watched by over a billion viewers. Ali started the fight strong, then faded in the 12th before he closed Frazier's left eye and opened up a cut over his right eye. With Frazier's lack of vision, Ali then dominated the 13th and 14th rounds before Frazier's trainer, Eddie Futch, threw in the towel before the 15th. Ali later said that the fight, and I quote, "was the closest thing to dying that I know." Now on to
the three question quiz.
And the first question number one. Muhammad Ali was born Cassius Marcellus Clay Jr. on January the 17th, 1942, in which US city and state? And question two. How many times did Muhammad Ali win the heavyweight title? And question three. What did the crowd chant during the fight between Ali and Foreman in the Rumble in the Jungle? And we do have two bonus questions. And the first one is, at the age of 11, Clay joined a boxing club run by a police officer. Why did he join this boxing club? And your options are, because he was being bullied at school, his dad beat him, or someone stole his bike. And our final bonus question, who was Muhammad Ali's best known and main trainer? It's now time to recap that mnemonic. And the mnemonic for Muhammad Ali, top five fights, is fright. For the fright, we take the F4, fight of the century, against Joe Frazier. The R, rumble in the jungle, against George Foreman. The I's assisting. The G, gold medal at the 1960 Rome Olympics. The H, he beat Sonny Liston to win the heavyweight world championship. And the T, thriller in Manila against Joe Frazier. Now on to the answers for the three-question quiz. And the first question was, Muhammad Ali was born Cassius Marcellus Clay Jr. on January the 17th, 1942, in which US city and state? And the city and state that Muhammad Ali was born was Louisville, Kentucky. Now, just speaking of names, Muhammad Ali, who was once called Cassius Clay, finally got around to having his own kids. And being the joker he was, he wanted to give his firstborn an ironic name. So he named his firstborn, who just happened to be a boy, Ali-son. The secondborn didn't fare much better, being called Broccoli. And question two. How many times did Muhammad Ali win the heavyweight title? And the number of times that Muhammad Ali won the heavyweight title was three times. Once against Sonny Liston, George Foreman and Leon Spinks. And the only person to do so. And question three. What did the crowd chant during the fight between Ali and Foreman in the Rumble in the Jungle? And in the fight between Ali and Foreman in the Rumble in the Jungle, the crowd chanted Ali Umaye, which means Ali, kill him. And our first bonus question. At the age of 11, Clay joined a boxing club run by a police officer. Why did he join this boxing club? And your options were, he was being bullied at school, his dad beat him, or someone stole his bike. And Ali joined the boxing club because someone stole his bike. When he complained to the police officer about the stolen bike, Ali said he wanted to find the thief and whip him, to which the police officer replied, you better learn how to fight first. And our final bonus question, who was Muhammad Ali's best known and main trainer? And Muhammad Ali's best known and main trainer was Angelo Dundee. Now on to
Word of the Week.
And this week's Word of the Week is taradiddle. And that is spelled taradiddle. And the meaning, according to dictionary.com, is a small lie, fib. And our simple example today is more of a boast rather than a taradiddle. Muhammad Ali once stated before his 1965 defence against Floyd Patterson, I'll beat him so bad he'll need a shoehorn to put his hat on. Well, that takes us to the end of another episode. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to join our mnemonic community, you can reach us at the Mnemonic Tree Podcast, which is all one word, .com on the website. From there, you'll find links in the top right to Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Your feedback is much appreciated, so if you have the time, please rate and review the podcast on your chosen platform. Any reviews read on the podcast will receive a small gift of appreciation. And also, if you'd like to suggest a topic or have any additional fun and interesting facts for today's episode, I'd love to hear them, so post them on Facebook and be sure to tag me. Again, if you have a suggestion of a mnemonic that you have created, send it to themnemonictree@gmail.com. Every 10 weeks, we'll announce a winner for the mnemonic of the month, which may be used in future episodes. Until next time, remember as Socrates said, there is no learning without remembering. See you next time.
60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.